we're pretty firm in our view here that COVID has had, or the pandemic has had, effect on sleep.
Yep.
Well, we'll ask Hayley Meeklam, sleep psychologist and researcher from Monash University. Hayley, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Is this generally considered by science to be true?
Yeah, there's been lots of studies coming out. Sleep during COVID just went a bit bananas. We saw lots of people having trouble sleeping. We saw lots of crazy dreams. And although, you know, we're sort of a couple of years into the pandemic and things have changed, some people are still having some trouble sleeping.
So the research says that there's some bizarre, vivid and disturbing dream life that's come about as a result of COVID. So any theory as to why?
Yeah, there's lots of theories, but probably the main one is, you know, dreaming is a way for our brains to, you know, process emotional information. Sort of think of kind of sleeping and dreaming as sort of overnight therapy. And when we're having all these strange and very bizarre things happening to us during the day, sort of what's called the continuity hypothesis, that these things come through into our dreams and help us process and work out what's going on.
Hayley, is it the disease or the lockdown?
Yeah, no, it was more of the lockdown. So in our study, we had over 2,000 participants from around the world, and the rates of COVID in our study were actually really low. We probably, at our first, I guess, baseline study that ran in April 2020, we only probably had about 10 to 15 people with COVID. Everyone else didn't have COVID, but so stressed and anxious and uncertain about everything that was going on in the world. And we saw, you know, about 45% of our sample having these changes in their dreams. So, yeah, not COVID, more the lockdowns and all the, you know, the stress and uncertainty that surrounded it.
Amazing, isn't it? So, Hayley, not a related question, but one that's been taxing me for a long time. Mm-hmm. If I've had a few beers, I don't dream. Yeah. If I haven't had beers, I do.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Mm. We know alcohol.
When you haven't had a beer and you dream of having a beer.
A lot.
Alcohol does some strange things to our brains, and during sleep is no different. We find that when we, alcohol is a sort of a bit of a, it helps us to fall asleep, and sometimes, it sort of puts us into a sleep where we just don't really recall our dreams and those sorts of things, and we can wake up a little bit more and the sleep's not that great quality. But if you're sort of having these dreams more when you're not drinking, is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Hayley, got a question for you.
Yep,
right.
Sure.
Someone comes to say, I've got chronic problems with my sleep. Mm-hmm. Are you in a position to recommend?
Have some beers.
Yeah. So if people, chronic insomnia, you've had trouble sleeping 3 months or more, cognitive behavioural therapy for insomnia, come and see a sleep psychologist. We do lots of things to help get you kind of thinking differently about sleep, behaving differently about sleep, and can get it a lot better.
And quick one, Hayley, Sunday blues, we've been discussing that. Is that something which is prevalent with regard to people not finding it difficult to go to sleep on a Sunday?
Yeah, there's often people have worse quality sleep on a Sunday night. A couple of things, might have sort of slept in a bit later, kind of change your schedule over the weekend, and then it's a bit harder to fall asleep on time on that Sunday night. But also, if you're not loving your job, and especially hearing all about the great resignation at the moment, people can be a bit more worried and sort of dreading going to work the next day. So it's Sunday night can definitely be a challenge.
Good on you, Hayley. Hayley Meeklam, sleep psychologist, researcher from Monash University. Damien said, ask her about me. He wakes up three times a night to eat Nutella. You put the nut into Nutella, Damien. And Luca had a dream the other night that Scorch's 1997 Mitsubishi Lancer wouldn't start, and he had to call George Daneke in for advice. Why don't we get George Daneke on next week and ask him about how to start a 1997 Mitsubishi Lancer, shall we?
The new Mitsubishi.
It is 24 after 7.